interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ahoy, hoy, you rainy dum-dums, you damp dum-dums, the damp dum-dums in the morning.
Oh, the damp dum-dums.
Dampy dum-dums in the dump-dump pants. A
couple of double D's right there.
Couple of double D's in the dump-dump pants. Soggy bottom boys, check it in. Good morning. Who's in chat bright and early? C-Dub, Devin, Tyler, Lifts, Muddy, Lottie, Scotty, Weedlejuice is there.
Good Lord.
Malloy, Jimmy, Jason, Pink, Average Joe, and so many more. What it is? What do that mouth do?
What?
How are we?
Do it, do.
How are we? Happy Wednesday.
Well, hey.
What did everybody get into yesterday? Anything? What did I do yesterday? What did I do yesterday? I don't remember.
Not much yesterday. It was just
a lot around the house stuff.
Because it was nice, but it wasn't. It didn't like tip the scale to that level.
Warm.
Of,
it didn't get warm.
Yeah, of doing a bunch of outside stuff. Like yeah, we went a bunch of walking outside.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a let's go walk at Marcellus Park or let's go to Tisco Lake or not even an ice cream day. It was just nice enough to be out.
Yeah, it was nice. Cracked the windows, but it was a little brisk.
Yeah. No, after a while, once the winds turned a little, it started to blow in, and then it was just breezy air, and it's like, never mind, time. We got to turn it.
Yeah, Nick is right. This May is struggling to stay warm. It has been a stretch of cold weather we've complained about plenty.
It's just crazy.
Mitch went fishing, caught one sheep head.
Oh, okay.
I remember, what's a sheep head?
No, they're not bad.
That's enough show then, I guess. Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Okay. No, I'm fine.
Goodbye.
They're like big looking whatnots. I don't really know. Like kind of look, the ones look kind of look like salmons, but not really. Is that them?
Sheephead fish. Oh. You caught that around here? That giant thing?
Yeah, they got weird sheepheads. Yeah, they're weird. They're hard to explain.
Where do we got these weird things? No. You caught that around here with these weird-ass teeth?
I like their teeth. That is really funny. I didn't know they had those. Is it dead? Can you just take the teeth out now?
And make them, they're different than the Florida ones, he says. All right, so I guess I gotta look up New York
sheephead.
They're
like all one color. They're not the striped, because they don't need to hide in the stripes. They need to be the all one color.
Yeah, okay, I see now. All right.
Looking frickers.
Well, good for you, man. Congratulations on Idaho sheephead, I guess. All right. All right. Scotty says, come out to his camp and watch you fish.
That's funny.
Why, does he got a camp?
That's like every parent. No, go ahead. I'll watch you fish.
You guys go fish. I'll watch you.
I'll watch
okay.
You.
Ma!
Watch me cast this one.
Ma, watch my cast. Wow. Good
cast
job, bud.
It so hard.
Ma! Ma, I got a nibble. Oh, did you? You got a nibble? All right, keep
what?
At it.
Watch how hard I can reel in.
Oh, good job, bud. You're looking real good out there. Oh, thanks.
Perfect.
It is a Whiskey Wednesday. You know what that means. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to sip on some booze.
It means alcohol.
Come on and join me for a drink tonight, 7 p.m., twitch.tv/KRockCNY, powered by East Coast Emerald. You know, we'll get that 720 smoke break.
Nice.
I believe we have lots of friends stopping by today. I have a Crazy Daisies interview on my schedule for today. I get to supposedly record an interview later on with one of my favorite comedians, Ali Sadiq, I'm going to call later on this morning. You'll hear that tomorrow.
What a busy back half of the week we have.
Busy couple of boys. 7 o'clock tonight. Join me on our Twitch channel for a little drink.
I can't believe that you use alcohol.
A little drinky drink.
That's.
Oh, well. I'm drunk as hell.
I'm glad that you guys like them.
It's not your style. It's not necessarily my style. We're talking Treaty Oak Revival. They're coming to town. Con's got tickets if you're listening in the afternoons. But they are very cunt. They got a twang to them. But the youth love them. My kids love them.
Yeah, that's the style.
I mean, they love this song.
That's what people like. This is the style of country that people try to relate to.
I did that too.
That's every lyric.
I know you don't like the country twang.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm drunk. I'm sorry what I said. I'm sorry for anything I ever did. But you ain't called back, so I guess I'll get some sleep. And I'm waiting patiently, but you're done, and it's plain to see that I messed up too much. I guess I cut my
loss. We listen to mumble rap instead.
I'm drunk as hell. Well, I'm always fascinated that we're still singing about drinking, even though, like, drinking is very much on the decline.
Well, it's cool. Can't you hear how cool it is?
Country music still drinking?
Well, because I like to party. When I party, I has a red solo cup and I drink.
Where are they?
Duh.
Where are they from?
It's just the fakest lifestyle.
That they are drinking?
Just all of that. And I was just... I don't know, I just can't. I don't want to spend the whole time being negative because
I know
people like it. It's just, come on.
Yeah, they're from Odessa, Texas, so they are from Texas.
That's great, but like...
Not like they're like, you know, from Maine or something trying to sound Southern.
But like, oh, Jesus.
People like it! People like it!
You didn't answer, call me back, you didn't, so
you
I guess
understand.
I'll try to take a nap.
You gotta understand. There's people that turn on this show and think it's the stupidest... Most obnoxious, annoying show ever.
And they will say that.
And they're right
like,
to
and
that
like
opinion.
And like the guy at the remote, they'll say it right to my face.
Yeah,
so
what was that?
I'm allowed to then say it.
Yeah, well.
It was a guy that was just, he kept trying to backtrack, but his backtracking just reverted to him saying, I do hate you guys.
I forgot to ask you about that yesterday. You're at Papa John's. And you're just doing your remote situation Friday. We playing the Plinko and all that.
Yep, giving a listener
and
prizes and stuff that whatever. And then conversation he turns it to is that immediate. Well, you know, I don't think that you guys totally suck in the morning. I mean, you kind of do. But and then I went, oh, okay. Thank you for stopping over, and you're welcome for the prizes. What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. I'm just saying, you know, I don't like hate you guys, but you know, I just can't. I don't like it. I don't like it. And I went, that's fine. No big deal. I'm glad that you came out.
Thanks.
That means I did something right.
Yeah. Go enjoy Papa John's.
Go get a pizza.
And
he goes,
couldn't just walk away.
No, and he just kept kind of doing like that, like circling over. Yeah. Well, no, I'm waiting for my pizza, but you know. It's not that I'll listen sometimes, but, you know, you guys, you know, it's not that I, and then it'll just revert, he kept reverting right back. So finally, I took out my phone, and I started to take a selfie with myself, and he goes, or with him, and he goes, are you taking my picture? I went,
yeah.
He goes, for what? I went, to put on the internet.
Yeah, you're telling me, you won't stop telling me how much you don't like me.
And then he just kind of just like slowly.
Yeah.
Backed away, and I'm like, come on, man.
That's fine.
But at least it wasn't an aggressive, we suck. He just
didn't like us, and he couldn't get out of the conversation.
No.
He started the conversation about how he doesn't like you, and then you just...
Yes.
Had his pizza been ready, he could have just got out of there, but no, his pizza wasn't ready.
Nope.
Well, listen,
we
are the Treaty Oak Revival to a lot of people.
Exactly.
I like that song, and I didn't know that it was Treaty Oak Revival. My kids have been listening to that song for months in the car.
And I'm glad that people have something they like.
You have what you like.
Exactly. That's
it's not that you totally suck. I mean, you suck a little bit.
You do.
You're not good.
I mean, it's not that you're not good.
But it is that you're not good.
But no, you're not good.
You're not good. Yeah. I'm just here for the pizza, to be honest with you. Get the show on demand wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock, the show, and boom, there we are.
It's weird, though. I keep going to Pornhub and typing it in, and we're not on there.
Because that's where you are.
I don't understand what you mean.
I can put us there. You can upload regular content to Pornhub. I can literally put our videos. Yeah.
That's the funniest thing ever. We're going to watch you guys. Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Okay.
You can put just regular content up there.
I didn't know that. It's like how OnlyFans started.
Yeah.
Like anybody can have an OnlyFans.
Like there's people who put stuff.
I know that.
Like there's people that use Pornhub just like YouTube and just like upload their content there. But it's not obviously like on the top searches. It's overshadowed by a lot, but we could be there.
Could you then like,
we could be the number one morning show on Pornhub if you want, bud.
And then like pay for ads and then they get one click. So in whatever category, they're number one in their category.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, we would be. Hold on. Now you got, I'll bring up Pornhub at work. I don't care. I don't know who's in charge anymore. I'm looking up Pornhub.
It was floated around yesterday. I'm in charge.
I think the girl with the dog is in charge now. All right. Can I? I'm over 18. Thank you.
That's what you think.
All right, easy. Nobody's here, right?
There's
right.
Nobody else There's in the building. Literally.
All right.
We could literally just
categories.
Yeah.
Straight, gay, trans. No, I'm looking for morning shows.
All those.
All right, hold on a second.
Oh.
All. I don't want. I'm not. I want just good.
Good wholesome
videos. Why are we all? Yeah. Why does everything gotta be sexual?
Because I don't know if you really can just upload. I think if you type anything in that you think that would be anything close to this,
mm-hmm.
it would either be a porn spoof of like, the Howard Stern parody.
If I were to load our content onto Pornhub, I don't think we'd be found very easily.
Well, then when you type in morning show, then we would pop up with the, Doer in the Stern, Howard Stern.
All right, cool.
Porn parody.
Well, let me try to change gears here a little bit. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Follow us.
Other places.
On all the places. not on Pornhub yet. I'm working on that. Twitch and YouTube, we're streaming live right now, obviously. So a mother on Instagram is going viral, and I do a lot of gross car eating things. I don't even do this.
Oh, uh-oh. What's this going to be then?
She said her family was having dinner, and her 17-year-old daughter asked for a ranch. The mother apologized and said they were out, so the daughter excused herself, went to the car, and got a packet of ranch. The daughter said she remembered she still had car ranch.
Okay.
The mother freaked out, asked how long it had been in there. Daughter said months. Didn't care, proceeded to eat it.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter for there and things like that. The ranch is on the shelf at the store. It's not in it's not in the fridge.
Here's where I debate you on that. The car is different than a shelf.
Well,
because that car is heating up heating up and cooling down.
Yep.
And I don't know what that's doing to that packet of ranch.
Maybe they're in Alaska. It's always cold.
Yeah, like wintertime, I could satisfy some car condiments.
So yeah, I didn't think of that. It just bubbling up.
Between the months of November to April.
It's got the poof to it.
Yeah. Between the months of November to April, I'd be fine with a car condiment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's probably like a big refrigerator in there.
Oh, I
my
love
heater's never so hot it's going to like congeal a mayo packet.
Outside fridge is the best. You don't got room in your fridge. You make a little tray out of snow outside and just boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
We're having dinner and my 17-year-old daughter says to me, there's no ranch. And I said, I'm sorry. I guess we're out of ranch. So she says, hold on. And
sounds
she gets
like
up and she walks out of the house and she walks right back in. And she goes, I just remembered I have car ranch. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I just get extra packets of ranch and I just keep them in my car. I said, how long has that ranch been in your car? She's like, I don't know, months? You can't just eat ranch that's been sitting in a vehicle. We live in Florida. That is a recipe for explosive diarrhea. It's fine. Open that up, dunk, eat.
Yeah, Florida does not. You don't have car condiments in Florida.
I mean, I don't know. If she said dunk, eat. So if it was a little cup. I don't know. I'd have to see if there's a poof to it. Because I
do a lot of gross things, and especially for ranch. I love ranch. You know that about me.
Yeah,
I am a ranch slut.
Yeah, but you're not keeping condiments in your car.
No, I'm not. I'm only napkins.
I like to get extra condiments.
Uh-huh. And then you bring them home.
Then I have them home. Absolutely.
Like Chick-fil-A sauce goes in the fridge at home. I bring it in the fridge.
Actually, that's... I wonder if that saved all these places money.
What do you mean?
Think of how often I would you would get like extra, like the salsa verde from, I'll say Green Day, from Taco Bell.
When Billy Joe Armstrong and Trey Cole would give you packets, yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Uh-huh.
That now, instead of you getting a couple extra for
mm-hmm.
free, or now them charging a quarter and you being like, screw that, now you're paying $4 a bottle and buying it at the store and getting it much less from the restaurants themselves. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm having the revelation myself.
Of what? You're just bringing all your condiments
I'm buying,
home.
No, that sure. I'm buying them at the store now and giving these places more money.
Yeah.
They got one over on us, kind of.
Well, and they also limit you, too. Like
that's what I mean.
Guys,
yeah.
I'm going to take you back to a day when I worked at McDonald's.
Where it was...
You would have...
Ugh.
I would give you so many packets of sweet and sour sauce to dunk your nuggets in.
Yup.
Now you get maybe two and no more.
And you have
You'll probably get one.
Yep.
You'll probably get one because when you're on the app, it says, how many packets of sauce would you like? You can select one or two.
Yep.
If you want three, it's going to cost you money.
No.
Back in the 90s, I was filling half the bag.
Right.
With sweet and sour boxes.
Now, pff, mm-hmm. unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to pay for it, I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Goes back to our Boom Boom sauce from discussion from yesterday.
I almost stopped at Burned Air yesterday, uh-huh. but it was there had a billion people there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to wait in line to be like, yo, a couple
Boom Boom sauce. Boom Boom sauce. I'll get it for you, bud. I'll get it. We'll make some. We'll eat it up.
Just get a little cup.
Steak and Boom Boom sauce is the combo right now.
Oh,
are you guys, dude, that's the combo. That's where I learned about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from
at the hibachi.
Your bowl.
Yeah. 7 o'clock jump on our Twitch channel. Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 p.m. Brought to you by East Coast Emeralds. Thank you, Scotty and chat.
That'd be a fun thing to do either before or after Spooktacular Stroll. I mean,
it is the fall. Yeah, it's
nice
autumn.
October.
It's autumn. Lights in the lake right around the corner. No, I think we're pulling out of it, Cody. I think the weather's going to have a nice stretch after these couple days.
Today, right? Isn't that it?
Let me see the rundown here.
Good. Tomorrow now. And
today,
then Friday, it kind of rainy too. Okay, so they.
But
they
next
all
week, you guys, the weekend looks pretty nice. Actually, we got a really nice weekend ahead of us. So that. Got all the right. nice weekend coming up. Let's get through a couple rainy days. You'd rather it be rainy in the week than on the weekends, right?
That is true. We have a lot of that where all of a sudden it's like, hey, how about a Monday? It's 90 and gorgeous. Well,
so it's working
great.
Out for us. We're all laughing at Cody in chat because he's talking about how. Every ex he's ever had says it's weird that he likes to beep and honk at strangers.
I like
and
to
wave and say
it's more the wave, but a beep is usually if you know I'm quick on the trigger. Boom, boom.
Yep.
Then I give a little because I like. I don't know. It's just something my dad always did.
But you're just greeting
anybody.
It's not your neighborhood. You could be anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
And what do you want back? A wave back?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Just I like it. So it's. I always thought it made everything feel just more like
small town.
Yeah, like more neighborly. Like maybe.
Okay.
Maybe then that person was like, "Oh, wonder who that was." I waved to him anyway because hey, how you doing? Like you know, just a little bright spot on the day. I did. As I say, I stopped doing it a lot. I did just do it. When was it? Where did?
Do what makes you
back.
Happy.
Where were we out? And why was I out near Verona? No, I don't remember.
Do what makes you happy.
But
if you want to drive around and wave at strangers, wave at strangers.
Because I went for the challenge because
uh-huh.
it was a house kind of pushed back. You know, into long driveway.
Sure.
So I did the boop, boop, and hand out the window, and they did the. And I was like, got him.
I am the opposite. Cody and I are very opposite in personality types. Cody's very outgoing. He's very friendly. I am very.
You're friend. You're very
friendly. I'm friendly when I'm paid to be friendly.
But you would prefer.
I prefer to be by myself.
To not be.
I don't like interacting with other humans.
But
that's why I've picked a career that I can interact with you.
Where you interact
ways.
With a billion humans.
But not really.
No,
you know?
I get it. Yes.
But I do have two instances where I'll do the wave. Up by me is the Hymenville Bridge that you hate. With the one lane bridge. And if you wait on one side while someone else is coming through, it's obligation when they come through.
Yeah.
You like, gotta give them a little hand up.
Like your bikers?
Yep. How you doing? Oh, I forgot when I used to ride motorcycles. That is also unspoken.
It's the
low hand wave. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. I was not in any kind of biker gang or anything. I just know that a fellow biker's like to wave at you.
My dad had a Jeep, so he would always do the
two fingers. The other time, I'll give you a little how do you do. If I'm out walking Fred, and you drive by, or like maybe you've got a dog or whatever.
I don't. And it's the we've talked about it before. If you know him, it's the head nod up. Because if you don't, it's the nod down.
Yep. Now, the other one is the awkward white man smile that I do a lot. Or like, you're walking past somebody at the grocery store.
It's like that real, I like that, the really funny reel of when white people pass each other hiking.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it is. I'm guilty as charged. Yep.
And if I know what your house is, I will absolutely beep when I go by it. Every time.
Sure.
Like, your house gets beeped every time. I don't care.
How often are you driving by my house?
Well, I mean, often, sometimes. I mean, but I still beep.
I appreciate it.
When I go by it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, if I know your house.
I have a neighbor that has a lot of beepers. Yep. People that like to beep at the house as they go by.
Yep.
I got the two rules. If I'm crossing him in Ville Bridge, you're coming. I don't. Yep. Am I walking the dog? Yep. I don't. Or if I'm just doing the awkward white guy in an awkward situation, how are you doing? That's what I do.
Yep. No, that's what I do. Those are the interactions.
Do you ever get weird looks back and be like, what? When you beep and wave?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Doesn't deter you.
No, never.
You still enjoy it.
Because, I mean, that makes sense. If someone randomly beeped at you while you're standing in your front yard and waved at you, and if, you know, you have a chance to see them and you don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's probably a little weird.
Text line says the two fingers down on a biker because if you put your hand up, it'll get caught in the airstream and want to pull you off the bike. So you can't wave on a motorcycle.
That's cool.
You just do like the two fingers down.
I didn't know
two
that.
Two fingers down. Do you truck drivers greet a lot? Or like when you're passing another truck driver, are you like, is it like an unsaid thing?
Do you have a little thing? You show each other your butt cheeks.
Oh, that'd be nice. Hanging out the window, I guess.
Flapping cheek.
Mm-hmm.
The trucker way.
I shared this on my Instagram last night, K-Rock Josh on Instagram, and I'll definitely want to go see it. The upcoming Dare to be Stupid Weird Al musical that's going to come to Broadway.
Okay.
Where they're using his music to do a musical, much like Green Day did a long time ago. Remember the Green Day musical and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, behind the scenes, musical theater, Broadway specifically, is struggling.
Okay.
It just got too expensive, I think, for people.
There seemed to be a lot of it.
There's a lot of it.
Like anything could be a show. A
lot of off-Broadway, off-Broadway. Yeah. And I love theater. I love going on and seeing Broadway shows. But it just got real expensive, I think, for people. But with Weird Al, like he's coming to the... Hold on a second. He's coming this summer to the Empower Federal Credit Union Joni Mahoney Amphitheater at Lakeview Race for
fun,
the Cure.
Fun run
for the Cure.
Oh, never mind. He left.
This summer. And when you go see that show, it is essentially a musical. He's doing costume changes. He's got video segments that run. He's doing all of his hits that you know and love. So if you go see Weird Al this summer at the Empower Federal Credit Union Joni Mahoney Amphitheater at Lakeview, presented by Toyota, Race for the Cure.
Brought to you by McDonald's.
Yep. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Summer concerts.
You'll enjoy it. Summer concert series.
Presented at
Lakeside. Oh, damn it.
I just passed
paper.
Out.
Yeah, I got a paper. Write this down.
He said, quote, ever since I was a middle-aged man, I wanted to be a part of the New York theater community. Plus, the one thing people say about Broadway is that it's severely lacking in Weird Al-based entertainment.
I heard that.
He's so funny.
I did hear that about
Weird
it.
I love Weird Al. He's so funny.
I read it in the New York Post.
Yeah, he was on Stern yesterday. I'd like to watch that interview. I don't have a subscription.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. That's where he announced it. He talked about it. So, I'll probably drag my wife down to watch that.
That's neat.
She reassures me she doesn't dislike Weird Al.
No?
I don't think she's a huge Weird Al fan, but she doesn't dislike Weird Al.
That's right. I'm telling you. I got to keep saying it because it's going to be willed into existence.
Trying to put it in the universe.
We're having a whole day that day.
With Weird Al?
Well, I don't know if a whole day with him, but he is going to be included in it because we're definitely...
You want
to
hang out? Well, you want to meet... I want to meet Weird Al.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to... For all the times that I've been helped to meet, you know, Brett and all those guys, we can get a favor.
He's going to be at the Empower Federal Credit Union Joni Mahoney Amphitheater at Lakeview.
Harborview Aquarium.
Harborview Aquarium.
At the... he'll be there.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
30th anniversary of Champagne Supernova. And
hell yeah.
We wanted to listen to it, so we did. Thanks.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for enjoying it. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Anyway, that was awesome.
Yeah, we were saying that was like that moment where they played it,
yep.
And then the fireworks go off.
Yep. Right
and
behind
Liam
him.
Either insults us or thanks us. They can't really tell either what he's one. Talking about.
The backdrop was perfect. The sun was just going down. It was like the best sunset
summer
ever.
Summer night.
Yep.
Sun's going down. Oasis is letting Wonderwall ring out through East Rutherford. Fireworks going off. Made my pee-pee move a little bit.
It was best.
Made my pee-pee move a little bit.
A little bit.
Good morning, everybody. Get the show on demand wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock The Show. There we are. We would appreciate it if you followed us and subscribed.
Priest.
We were just talking last break about how you're a waiver. You like to say hi to people.
Yep, okay.
Just be careful.
Uh-oh.
As according to a new report... With camera technology getting so good, I'm kind of calling BS on this, but I bet it could happen. People are warning you that if you're photographed waving or making the hand peace sign like I'm doing right now on camera, criminals can extract your fingerprints from that data. I'm sure that in some like CSI style way, it's possible.
But.
It's not a main concern of mine right
now.
Yeah,
here, you. Good luck with it.
Go.
Here you
take
go.
It.
Here you
take
go.
It. Steal my identity. Here you go.
Maybe you will have better luck.
According to a new report, because cell phones are able to capture such high resolution images, it is possible your fingerprints could be extracted from that photo, from that data. I don't think. It's a big concern, yeah.
And yet a serious crime happens and we need the footage or the video footage from somewhere nearby and it's the grainiest piece of crap you've ever seen.
Always. Always.
Help us find this hardened murderous criminal.
Although, what are those other cameras that are going up that we don't like, right? What are those? Is it the flare cam? What is the ones that we don't like? They're just like going up all over the place to watch
the
us?
The ones just for the facial recognition or whatever, just to get us in databases and crap? Yeah, those I'm not the biggest fan of.
I'm not the biggest fan of those.
I don't know where those are.
But I'm watching Homicide Louisiana. Homicide Baton Rouge. Megan, you and me both always have an alibi.
Damn right.
Always have an alibi. And they do. They're always like, the homicide happens. And they're like... All right, the homicide happened outside of this convenience store. I see two cameras. Let's go look at the footage. Oh, we weren't recording last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to that camera over there. Here's the footage, and it looks like it was filmed on a Game Boy Color from 1997.
Right? Yeah. So weird.
The flock cameras. Yeah, the flock cameras. We don't like those.
And that's what's catching our faces for no reason.
But you're right. It's never like, all right, you can get all this data where? Where? Well, who is? What is?
Yeah. Like, what are you... Someone said in the chat, oh, okay, James Bond.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say even with all the tools and software at their disposal, identity thieves will probably need multiple images to reconstruct your prints.
Yeah.
But then what? My question is then what?
Yeah, because I have never been able to do anything, nor have I ever been asked to do anything with a fingerprint.
Yeah, I've...
So,
other than unlocking my phone that was in the thing for a little while.
My phones don't ever have locks.
So you're telling me an identity thief.
So I got nothing.
Go to my bank.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm Josh. I want monies. And they'd go,
all I have.
I don't have any ID.
Is this picture.
Is my walking around fingers.
Not mine. This picture.
Oh.
Because it's not like you can, like, yeah, you can
do the
recreate
John Travolta face off thing and put somebody else's fingerprints on yours.
Please only scan this thumb very gently.
That is always a move they do in those crime shows, like the scripted ones.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we found the perp's phone, but we needed to unlock it. So they go down to the morgue and they pull his body out and they take his thumb and put it on the thing so they can unlock their phone.
That was just in a show I watched.
It's a pretty common trope in those movies, in those shows,
Because facial recognition wouldn't work.
Or they, oh, yeah.
That's funny.
And then they had to open the eyes because your eyes need to be open. Ugh. Like, my facial recognition doesn't recognize me if I don't have glasses on.
No, it doesn't. That's funny. But your thumbprint is much like your wiener, right?
Unlock my, and again, we're giving a lot of hits. If certain people are in town listening to this product. What I also did... is I used my weenie to unlock my phone. It had the iPhone years ago had a little circle you could get your thumbprint to unlock it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, could I use my penile print? And it worked.
Because when you have gloves on and stuff, that stuff doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Unless you have the fancy gloves, but you whang. That's great.
Have you ever been, you don't use facial recognition though.
No.
I was going to say, have you ever been so stoned it doesn't recognize your face? I have. It doesn't recognize your face. It's like, who are you?
It's a different face.
No, man. It's me, man.
It's me, dude. Come on.
Come on, man. You know me, man.
I swear. Open your eyes, then.
I am, man. They're open.
No, I said open your eyes, not raise your eyebrows.
What?
I am.
Okay, hold on a second.
They're open.
Come on, man. You know me, phone.
That's
bros.
We're going to start over a phone.
They're saying you could be extra careful and blur your fingerprints. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, every picture I see, I'm just going to blur my hands.
Yeah. No, I've blurred my hands for I'm protecting my fingerprints.
No freebies.
Or I can just wear gloves.
Oh.
Or I can just wear gloves.
Yep, that works too from here on out. Always.
Who was it? Was it Ed Gein that was cutting all their faces off?
Oh, I don't know.
And put the face on, or like you could like skin. You could deglove someone's hand and put their skin on your skin.
That's what I was thinking. The degloving thing. Oh, the girl's so gross.
I've blurred my fingerprints for my protection. Let's not forget about this weekend coming up over at McGuire Chrysler Dodge Jeep Joni Mahoney Ram.
I was gonna say everything's 80 names.
Everything's 90 names.
Oh, but this is cool. This is an event.
It is their inaugural Go Topless Day. All you Jeep fans out there, like taking your tops off.
Like they're doing a whole thing. I thought it was like a car dealership weekend thing, but no, this is like an event.
Yeah, be a part of this event. It will impact the neighborhood. Now, I guess they have a McGuire Foundation,
okay,
which is dedicated to supporting charitable organizations right here in CNY, fighting food insecurity and empowering youth, as well as animal welfare. This Saturday, May 16th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., over at McGuire Chrysler Dodge Jeep Joni Mahoney Ram. They'll be having their Go Topless Day, and our very own Con will be there from noon to 2. You can spin the wheel or play Plinko, one of our games, for a chance to win concert tickets. No purchase necessary. Five Finger Death Punch or Godsmack will have those. Head to their Facebook page if you want to register your Jeep. You get a t-shirt, and then you park your Jeep there, and you get to show off your fancy Jeep with no top on it. Weather's going to be gorgeous.
You could probably convince him to take his top off, too.
Mine's off right now.
Or, Con, I meant there, but you, yes, too.
Yeah, I'm
you,
nude, yeah.
No, there's no convincing needed.
No, it's off.
You just asked.
Well, I'm going to talk about being naked here as,
Almost naked is the best. Naked is the best, because, you know, it usually means, but, no, just like summertime, least amount of clothes.
Yeah, I know you like that, and I'm going to read this discussion. It was just an Ask Reddit thread, but people were talking about some of the places, the strangest places, they were just nude. Oh. They chose to be nude.
Okay.
And some of these, I'm wondering, now that you have a healthy fear of ticks, are you going to be
out
in the woods?
Well, that's the problem, is that I'm never even really that much out in, like, the woods. Like, mm-hmm. I don't... Like, I'm always mostly on trails and mm-hmm. paths and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just that a lot of it is, you know, open fields and stuff like that. That's the problem. So I'm being as cautious as I can. I haven't even gotten to do, I haven't been out in that part behind my place near the where the golfers hit all the golf balls, that it's actually woods in a while. So it is curtailing my adventures a little bit.
And I don't know how you beat it, because I would say, like, you know, wearing just really high socks or whatever, but you've
got... It doesn't matter. There's nothing I can do.
You got that dog that's just bringing them in dozens at a time.
Between her and just them not caring about what I wear or mm-hmm. just being on me. But I think what's going to help is if this weather would warm the F up, I wouldn't have limited choices. I'm not going to get ticks going up and down the water in Verona.
Sure,
I've depends on where I am. Up at Atisco, I don't get any ticks. Like, there's certain spots. I've never gotten a tick on me. At Marcellus Park.
We found a tick on one of Freddie's tennis balls. Just crawling around like
jerk.
I'm like, get out of here.
What are you doing?
So anyways, back to being nude. As people were discussing some of the strangest places, they've decided create like non-sexual nudity.
Oh.
Just out in the world.
Oh.
Nudity.
That.
For example, someone had to paint a room.
I'm sorry, those words aren't.
But they didn't want to ruin their clothes, so they painted the room nude.
What about your vagina or your pee hole? Be careful.
I don't think you're going to get that. I mean, how are you painting that?
That's
in danger.
Well, I don't. You get a little bit of pee or a pee on your pee hole. That's where they come. Little paint on your parts. I don't know. Just careful.
Bro, speaking of paint, it's so funny. Picked up the kid from the golf course like last weekend. And he goes, they didn't tell me they were painting the post. And I leaned against the post.
Oh,
and
no.
The whole back of his jacket was just white paint. My wife got it out somehow. I don't know.
Why would they not put a sign
on? I don't know. He's like, there wasn't even a sign. Scuba diving. That one. What if like a
terrified?
I'm not doing a bit. Like your wiener looks like a worm.
When you pee in the lake, if you ever, it's because sometimes you can just go in your shorts. Mm-hmm. Who cares? It doesn't matter. But mm-hmm. if you like take it out when you're peeing in a mm-hmm. lake, that's terrifying. Because you're like that. Now you're a fishing lure.
That. Thank you.
You're a fishing lure now.
And ladies, a fishing lure is plenty.
You can only catch fish with like 8-inch fishing lures.
It's plenty. Yeah, Malfire's right. A floaty peen is funny.
Oh, that was hysterical in
floats.
The Aqua Spa salt tank.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my God, my testicles floated.
I forgot about that.
It was a whole buoy system.
I never take baths. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Me laying there in that aqua, we got to get back up there. Aqua Spa. Aqua Spa, hit us up. We got to, like, when we laid in that tank,
mm-hmm.
but I got a belly on me, so there was just, like, this belly sticking out of the water.
Yep.
And then just, like, your peen and balls kind of floating on the top or kind of float.
It's just, like, a little bit of a wave.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was like, look at you.
It was really fun.
Look,
highly
that's hilarious.
Highly encouraged.
Yep.
Stella says, what was the secret to getting the paint out of the jacket? She just scrubbed it a lot. It was an L.L. Bean, like, windbreaker style.
Oh, okay. So at least it was a windbreaker.
Yeah, it was easier, I think, to get the paint off. It was impressive.
Oh, it's almost gone. I said, hey, I had spray paint all over my hand.
You tagging bridges, bro?
Maybe.
You out there tagging bridges?
Maybe.
Are you that weird eyeball thing that goes everywhere around Central New York?
Yes.
Oh.
Just while I'm thinking of
it.
Are you
vacant?
Over by, I am, over by my mom's, because the trains sit there forever,
mm-hmm.
there are the best taggers over there with like the coolest spray paints and graffitis. Look at Elsa on a train.
Oh, that's a great. That's
how
great.
Weird is that?
So we don't know if that came from around here though, right? Because that train car could have come from anywhere.
Who knows where they come from? A lot of them say like Mexico on them and stuff. So who knows? But isn't that the funniest thing?
That's a cute tag.
Where I drove by it and I went, so I stopped and went in reverse and went, I got to
I love
right
graffiti
that.
Artists.
But there's really good ones. And sometimes up here,
I'll
watch them go by, and there's some really good ones.
I can't encourage graffiti because it's illegal and you'll go to jail and all that, but it is cool.
If you do it somewhere where it doesn't matter.
I like it. Don't do it to like people's...
No. Yeah.
Obviously, everywhere is private property, but sometimes it looks cool on that private property. Like, there was a... There's a lot of people in the model train community that do that.
Oh, that's...
Where, like, they have artists graffiti their trains.
Dorky as you guys are.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Like, the city will commission people. Mm-hmm. Like, my friend Sarah is a wicked good artist, and they had her do, like, a lot of the, if you see some of, like, the electrical boxes that have stuff on them now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are
cool. She did a couple of those.
Yeah, those are cool. Like, the one over by Kitty Hoynes, where it was, like,
yes.
Something about seagulls or whatever. I don't know.
Yep.
All right, so basically other things that people have done for nudity. They're just out walking around in the nude. Lost a bet and fried bacon nude.
No. Even I forget sometimes, and I'll be wearing like either the tank top of nothing, or I'll be topless and be doing something like that with oil, and you real quick forget
that
and
bacon grease.
Even
splatters.
Real
yeah.
quicker,
yeah.
remember to put on
your skin.
Yep, your shirt.
Another person tubing in Colorado. Again,
that's
I'm not
hilarious.
Getting in the water naked.
Oh, I was thinking literally on a
snow tube.
Just
No, this is water.
Okay, no, no. You got to be careful. You go flying off that tube. There goes your schwiener or your boobies.
Well, the lady says my bikini bottoms and tube got whipped away in the rapids, so I just said no bottoms on.
That's
no bottoms.
Giny is probably better.
So sexy.
That's probably better though for hitting the water.
Ran naked in a hailstorm for $10. Okay, good.
Ow.
Rode a horse naked.
Ow, again.
That poor horse.
Yeah, and a lucky horse, depending.
Oh, true.
It's off a little snail trailer.
Why you gotta say it like that? All right.
Hey, now.
Hey, all right, calm down. Another person went swimming in the Everglades.
See, that one I'm calling a bluff. I bet that's kind of sexual. You're not just being like, hey, we don't have, I guess, any bathing suits.
Better take off my pants. Ran naked through an old graveyard on Halloween night. Goth chicks.
Yep, that one ended up being sexual.
Goth chicks.
Guarantee ya.
Somebody ran into the, walked off into the woods naked. I'm telling you, be careful about them ticks.
Get one of talking about paint on your pee hole.
Woo! You don't want any of that.
Woo!
Where you been naked? What's the strangest non-sexual place you've been nude? Robert Zomberg, good morning. This is K-Rock.
And on Friday, you can hear another Edge theme song from Alterbridge.
Oh, really?
All Edge theme songs.
All Edge. We are your number one Edge theme song station, folks.
Because that's one that when people ask, like, what do I know Alterbridge from? And then I say Edge's theme song, and then they laugh, and I go, no, I'm serious. That's what you know them from. Metalingus.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best wrestling themes ever. It may be, if not the best start. And then with the fireworks, oh, so good. But
let me see if I have it here.
It should be, and it should be.
Yeah.
They might say the S word, but all you need is the first like 20 seconds.
And then there's a bunch of smoke, and he comes through the smoke.
Yep. Well, it starts usually after this, like this little part isn't in it.
Okay.
It usually starts with the crazed drums in a second.
Okay.
There, right here, now. With all the...
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
So, like, I'm pretty sure they will play that.
Who's going to Alterbridge? We will see you guys there Friday night. I know somebody want a meet and greet. They're going to a little sound check party. I saw you guitar nerds in the comments wanting to see Mark Tremonti's guitar rigs and, like, see his gear. Guitar nerds like gear.
Did he not do that for Creed?
Well, because they were like, if we're there for the soundcheck party, we get to ask him about his gear and stuff. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think he plays a PRS, I believe is his guitar of choice. I may be wrong on that, but I saw my fellow guitar dorks in there wanting to talk about guitar stuff.
And we're supposed to have French Montana here, right, Friday?
Oh.
I've been calling him French Montana the entire time.
Tim Montana. Tim French Montana.
Yes.
So I guess we had a spy. Did you see this? That a Southern California mayor...
Kill him.
...is an illegal agent to China?
Gotta kill him.
Isn't that what we have to do? Isn't that what you do to traitors?
Kill them.
Eileen Wang, it's a woman.
Sorry.
Has pleaded guilty to acting as an illegal agent for the Chinese government and has resigned. It is unclear why China actually wanted a secret agent Arcadia, California.
They probably want them everywhere to gather all of the informations, and who knows what was happening there that the government's not going to tell us.
So they think by implanting her into, like, California government,
yeah,
she could relay information to the Chinese?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
At this point, it's not entirely clear why Eileen Wang conducted these activities. There are specific requirements for U.S. citizens who are conducting activities on behalf of a foreign government. You can actually spread narratives on behalf of the Chinese government. You just have to register as a foreign agent.
I mean, anybody who's traitorous to this country, you get, like, trebucheted into the ocean, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they... I wasn't being silly. I thought they literally, you're a traitor. They kill you.
Oh, good point, tax line. Because California has so much tech, and we're always in a race with China over tech.
See what they got going on.
So maybe she was like, I'm going to report back to China. I just didn't know we still needed boots on the ground agents. Like, I thought everything's on the internet now. You can't just spy on us that way?
No, because, I mean, there's still pieces, and I'm sure the government's not going to be like, well, no, actually, here we were doing top secret, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm sure there's all sorts of little pockets that we don't know about that the government's using buildings or whatever to do.
Oh, I'm sure we have secret agents embedded places, too.
That's what I mean. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we're doing something out there and we had pertinent information. So out there she went.
Damn.
But, yeah, that's...
like a slap on the wrist, right, guys? I think that's, like, he's not being morose or, like...
No.
That used to be, like, the punishment.
Full of my country.
Like, if you're a traitor, you are hanged, right, or something? I don't know how it works. Not that I'm encouraging.
No.
Anyone do anything bad. Yes. I just thought that was the rule.
Yeah. That's if you're the caught, rule.
That's
the goal now.
That's the goal now. What are we doing? What's going on? I don't know. They caught her at least, and then I'll let somebody else handle all the legal stuff. I don't know what the rules are.
Let's see. Cody AI is probably going to send me to the
government. Cody's AI is going to get you arrested. Yep.
If someone is found to be a spy against the U.S., what happens? You need to talk to somebody. Blah, blah, blah. Face arrest by federal law. Blah, blah, blah. Severe penalties resulting in life in prison, the death penalty, and heavy fines. Wait, so they kill you and then throw you in a prison cell.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, I don't want, what someone said in chat, I don't want to pay for that person.
No, I don't want my taxes to pay for someone to be in our prisons.
Or, it would even feels gross just
Sarah
saying
says
this.
She was promoting pro-China stuff in California.
Okay,
I see.
But, like, I don't want to say, like, oh, deport her. Send her back and then let... You have to now tell your boss that we caught you.
Yeah, well, you weren't good at it. Go deal with it. Yeah, maybe China will deal with
it. That's what I'm saying. Leave the blood off our hands.
7 p.m. on our Twitch channel. Again, the future is streaming, and we are streaming, baby. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Click follow, and I'll be there tonight, 7 o'clock, for Whiskey Wednesday, presented by East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse.
Have yourself a little drinky pee.
Come get yourself something to drink. Also, shout out Thrive Dispensary in East Coast as I showed off some of their little dog walkers last week, as they got some great products over there. By the way, East Coast Emeralds just said, anybody comes in today, mentions K-Rock, Whiskey Wednesday, or Cocoa Puffs, 50% off. So if you're
just
looking
saying.
For a new glass piece, I got a message from a showgirl who was asking about dry herb vaporizers last week. They sell those there, too, for tobacco use or whatever I got to say to be FCC compliant. But
although they got a couple different
pens, all
those
that
little
stuff,
things for digital whatevers. Mm-hmm. And, you know. But yeah, they got a ton. I'm in the market. I'm eventually going to snag myself because I've been using my skull water pipe for forever, and they've got a couple.
You're looking for a newbie?
A nice ones that I've had my eye on, but I like to let you guys have at it first.
You guys go first.
In another week or so, I ain't gonna be too nice.
No, you want it.
It's
selfish. Well, they did it. Tied it up at 2.
Sabres crowding
in a weird way.
They work it to the front. Benson scores! Zach Benson! A power play goal!
Power play goal.
3-2.
Take the 3-2 lead and end up winning.
Yeah. All Tage was trying to do is bank it up.
The best player in the center.
With a big board.
One thing that happens here is when Thompson comes over top, they've got to make sure he doesn't shoot the puck. So that opens up enough room for Doan.
Got to make sure there's enough room for Doan.
That's my problem watching these. I start doing that.
I start doing the hockey accent, yeah. So it's tied to the Canadiens.
Come back to Buffalo now.
Come back to, you know, we're going to go back to Buffalo. We're going to try to put a good product on the ice. Hopefully get a dub. The boys have been working real hard out here. You know, they've been, you know, coach been running us real hard during practice. But we want to stay hot. We want to keep the muscles hot. And, you know, we get out there, you take your hits, you take your shots, and you hope for the best at the end of the game. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Go.
Yeah, they come back. When do they play in Buffalo?
A day or two.
NHL.
It'll come about.
Also, Golden Knights pull ahead 3-2 against the Ducks last night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tonight you got Wild at Avalanche.
Yeah, Avalanche.
And then tomorrow you'll have 7 o'clock Canadians at Sabres.
Oh, okay.
Canadians coming down to Buffalo. You don't want to play
here. We're going
to
cross over the border, do some hockey in Western New York, eat a Buffalo wing.
Love it. Saturday, head over to McGuire, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Right.
From 11 to 3, they're doing their inaugural Go Topless Day event, kicking things off with a gathering of local Jeep enthusiasts.
Jeep trucks and
a lot of local organizations benefiting. And, of course, our very own Con will be there from noon to 2. He'll have concert tickets for either Five Finger Death Punch or Godsmack. It is at McGuire, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Joni Mahoney, Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Jeep McGuire.
By the way, if you want to bring your Jeep down and you want to take your Jeep's top off and kind of have like, it's a little Jeep car show.
Yeah, it's a little car show.
Go to their Facebook page. They got t-shirts for you and all that. So head to the McGuire.
Get out over there, eh?
Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Come
Facebook
on.
Page.
Go get yourself a look or two at a Jeep.
So here we are together on a Whiskey Wednesday, Cody. For some reason it's National Apple Pie Day.
That doesn't make any sense.
That should be fall.
That makes zero sense.
That should be fall.
Like, what reasoning could they possibly give?
Because apples aren't even up right now, right?
No, and they're expensive as hell.
Because what, they're last year's apples? Or are they from other parts of the world?
Yeah, and they're just the ones they grow in a warehouse. Because of those weird, like, lemonade apple and cosmic crisp, whatever.
According to a new survey, 48% of adults say their lives need more fun. Sure. I mean, everybody'd like more fun.
Okay.
They want an average of 16 extra hours a week to devote to having fun.
I get that some people just that because, you know, they don't have time because they're doing a lot of work. But a lot of times, a lot of people choose to not have fun. They're just miserable.
Yeah, they I'm sympathetic because I have a very, like, kind of a wide open career where I can have more hours if I need them. And there's a lot of people grinding 12, 18 hour days sometimes. And you're just trying to get by for your family. I understand that you don't have the freedom that I have. But
no, yes.
To Cody's point, there's really not much going on either.
Yeah.
Like there's not, you're not missing much. Obviously you'd rather be home or doing something fun than at work, but
you got to make whatever you are doing in the time you have fun because it's not like, you know, I don't know, like sometimes, for example, I can see, like when I'm leaving a Tisco or driving there or whatever, just any of those lakes, there's all those lake houses and there's people out and I'm like, man, how amazing, how great would it be to have a lake house in the summer and a great lake, but
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, I just went and I'm stopping all along the lake I want, I have a dog in the back, I can do whatever I damn well please, you know what I mean, I'm stopping at roadside stands, I'm randomly going into waterfalls and like I'm having fun.
You're having a good time. What up?
You make do with what you have.
Barber in Twitch says, "Hey guys, I'm so happy to finally have Twitch. I'm a snow fighter and I've listened to you guys for years. Appreciate you both. We'll appreciate you, Barber,
I
for finding us
you
on the internet. The future is streaming."
Oh, and also, he is a very big Taylor Swift fan. You can
1989.
See
it's in his name.
Yup.
But yeah, Cody is right. Everybody. You can say, I wish I had, like you're saying, I wish I had that lake house.
Or whatever.
Well, I bet that person in the lake house is like, well, I wish I had that private jet. Yep. The guy with the private jet's like, I wish I had a private, you know, whatever, island or whatever. Huh. It just, you can always rob yourself of being happy in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, what kind of fun are you looking for? You want more fun? What do you want to do? All right.
Nude fun.
We did that already.
Oh, well,
Well, we didn't do it, but we did more.
More nude fun.
They'd say they'd like more time to watch TV. What are you guys watching? What's even out there?
I mean, out there's stuff because it's a okay sports time, but I don't need more time to watch TV.
Yeah, I watch. I don't really watch much TV right now.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'll have
with
a day like today when it's raining. I just like to. I like to just sit at my computer and work on projects and then also have a show on.
Right, yeah, like today will be a day to watch more TV.
Yeah.
But
spend time with family or friends.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any friends. Dine out. Oh, that's nice. That's probably my most fun activity.
There's places that I want. Yeah.
I mean, like to go out and get a good meal, Coco. That's what I like.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I like that, too. That's fun.
Personal hobbies, play video games, etc. Enjoy outdoor activities.
Yeah.
I guess what would I consider my most fun thing? Honestly, just, like, and it's corny to say, I just like driving with my family into, like, cute little towns.
He's so gay.
He's the gay.
I like going into little towns.
It depends what I'm doing. The time of day, the time of year, like, there's a bunch of fun stuff. Like, all summer long, like, I like just being outside and just simply walking around and looking at things.
Yeah, I like that, too.
That's
more driving. I like driving than walking.
No, yeah, that's the best. Also, I do that all the time. I just drive somewhere, pull over, get out, walk for however long, go back to the car.
And as I say it out loud, it's probably not the most fun for my family, but if I'm in, like, a town and they got an old train station and I can go look at an old train station... Yeah, that's fun.
That's his favorite.
My favorite.
You got to get back to that other place that we, what was it? That little, where were we where we saw that old train building?
Well, Woodford Brothers has their offices in old train buildings.
We
got
to get back to there so you can go check
Where's
all
that
out.
Pompey, where my nanny was from?
Right next to that little restaurant place or whatever. So you get some chicken wings.
Yeah.
I'll get some chicken wings while you stand and look at some old wooden buildings.
My wife got me for Christmas a gift certificate to that Adirondack Railroad thing where do the pedal bike or whatever
that
it is.
One?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to do that this summer.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
I don't
cool.
know if the kids know that yet. I don't know if she wants to do it. I'll go do it by myself, but I'm just going to get on them tracks.
No, that's cool.
Who's done that, by the way?
I've come across, I don't know what tracks are those, but I assumed they were something like that, just walking up there throughout the wilderness.
Am I going to have a heart attack, though? Like, is it hard pedaling? Anybody who's done it?
No, I think it's just once you get it going, I think it's a lot easier
because
it's on a rail.
Pretty much flat land, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Melfire, if our kids don't want to do it, you can come do it. You and your double date.
I'll say it looks like we need to set up a whole day up there, obviously. Apparently everybody wants to.
All right. Shout out to, is it the Adirondack Railroad or whatever who does the pedal bikes?
Yeah, I forget the name of it because it's right on the way to Old Forge up there on the right-hand side, right?
Give us a call. We'd love to have you advertise with us. We'd love to hear from you. What if we kissed on the Adirondack Rail Bike? What if? Good morning, this is K-Rock. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. 10, 9, and 7, your boy will be sipping away.
Huh?
Thanks to East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse. And of course, we'd love if you stopped by and joined us.
Please.
Follow our streaming channels. The future is streaming and we are streaming. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY or YouTube. Please. I can go live on YouTube. Cody can't because he's doing drugs on his show. But I do both tonight, so I'll be Twitch and YouTube tonight.
Isn't that funny?
I know. The things you can put on YouTube, but you can't, in a legal state, you can't do something legal in your house.
I can't smoke weed out of a rotisserie chicken on YouTube.
No, I thought this was America. I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Oh, okay.
This was America.
No, that's fine, though.
That was, by the way, I don't even know if we were on the air when you said that. Last Friday when AJ was in here, you had mentioned that you did smoke weed. Again, a banger show today for anybody in town paying attention to this station. You did smoke weed out of a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he doubted you, but we showed him the clip.
Yeah.
And it really happened.
Yes, it did.
It was.
Yes, it really did.
It was a reality.
Yep.
I just don't know where you go from there, bud.
No, that's...
I think that's the finale.
Luckily for me, I'm not caught up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually with stuff like that, I'd be every day being like,
I got, where am I going to go?
What can I smoke? What can I show on camera? What can I smoke out of my camera? Now, I just, if I see something.
You followed the rules of three. You did it three times.
Then I laugh.
We did pumpkin.
Cranberry sauce.
Easter bunny.
Easter bunny.
And then a big finale with the chicken.
Chicken. I feel like there was more.
It was four. I mean, you are stoned during your weed show, so probably not going to remember everything.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I don't. That's fine. We're good.
Yeah.
If something pops up, that's hilarious.
If it's smokable, he'll give it a go.
Then I will.
He'll give it a go.
Yes.
Man in Washington State was arrested for stealing the O from the word police on the police department sign.
Police. Oh, I thought it would. Seeing if he would make it something funny. No, then who cares? But you still can't steal. But I'm saying, who cares? Why did he do it?
I don't know.
What's the point?
I don't know. I don't know what the end game was. Again, we know step one.
Yeah.
But I don't know the finale here. It was 2 a.m.
Yep.
They saw a man identified as Marvel Walker Jr.
That's the coolest first name ever. Marvel?
Holding a piece of concrete over his head, dropping it onto the fence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's not probably for you, bud.
They grabbed them.
Most signs aren't for you.
And if you're going to break and steal from anywhere, you're doing it at the police station, bud.
Right?
No, they're there.
Right? Like, you might as well just walk inside and be like,
hey,
I'm going to steal. Do you want to just arrest me now?
You want to cut out the middleman here?
Get out of the way.
You don't got to repair your sign. And,
yep.
They frisked him, found a piece of a black-coated metal O-shaped letter in his pocket. Turned out the O was from the police sign out front.
Did he say what he's going to do with it?
No, it doesn't say. Just facing charges now.
I just wanted the O.
And it was like...
Oh.
If his name was like Orville, I would have got it.
That's what I mean. Like,
there's no O in your name.
Yeah, well, what are you
Marvel
doing?
Marvel Walker Jr.
Oh.
Maybe he likes a girl with an O name, Odessa.
Odessa? That, hey, if you want to seal the deal and get yourself a little booty, you bring her a big stolen sign piece. Telling you right now, it works really well.
P. Lice. Is this the police station? No. This is the P. Lice?
P. Lice.
Headquarters?
Uh-huh. I don't even want me to tell you.
I don't know what you do with that O.
Yeah.
I mean, but I used to steal, you know, road signs all the time.
Yeah, but you weren't an adult.
No, I wasn't. I was a teen.
And even then, a road sign is still like, haha, it's a road sign or, you know, whatever. But that... It's an O from the police.
Like, I like to steal neighborhood watch signs because there's an irony to that. That you weren't watching very good.
All right, that's pretty funny.
That I would go around and steal neighborhood watch signs. Don't do what I do, kids. I could have gone to jail. You could go to jail. Don't do that.
There used to be one of those a long time ago at the start of my mom's street.
Like, you're in a neighborhood watch?
Hysterical, because it's like, who?
Yeah. Who, yeah?
Nobody is. No,
did anybody notify the neighborhood?
Who, the 100-year-old guy all the way at the end of the block that would lose his effing mind if he rode your bike through the corner of his yard? Oh, it's so funny. He was on the corner, so, you know, sidewalks, corner to corner, so if you just cut that little bit. Oh, bro. It was hilarious. He'd get so mad.
The old guys have nothing.
So old.
Yeah, they got another time.
He's not going to chase you or anything, so he would just yell from his garage.
No. My parents' neighborhood was not a neighborhood watch community. We did not have those signs.
Yeah.
There were some bougier signs down the, like, in the community, like the Pennaville community, like the, where the rich people lived in Pennaville. There were a couple of those. Let's do those signs.
Or the penis app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Summoner says, didn't your parents' taxes pay for those road signs?
Yeah,
it did, and I stole it.
Damn right. So
I stole it.
If I want one or two, you can take them.
And I've since learned, by the way, that those are not cheap.
No, they're like $500, right?
As the highway superintendent, had to replace signs all the time or like replace road cones. They are not cheap.
Yeah.
So my apologies. Hopefully I've repaid my debts with laughter to the community. Hopefully I've... Yay! I mean, settled the score with Pennaville, New York.
Yeah. You did
with
just...
With joy and laughter.
You just... You
and whimsy.
Just offer up the 1,000th recorded fart.
Thank you.
So,
So if the town of Scruple is ever like, hey, you're under arrest, I mean, whoa, 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 I paid my debt to society with jokes.
Joy and whimsy? Gross, dirty, cocaine-covered money.
Yeah, what is...
Full of baby
thank
blood
you.
And...
Thank you.
Ugh,
what is
Joy
a road
and
sign,
whimsy.
What does a road sign do for the greater good? Nothing.
Kick the table.
What do they do? Nothing. Here I am.
Exactly.
And that's what I heard too, Jojo. The Pentaville Pine Monster up there destroys the road signs. It wasn't even me.
He doesn't like road signs.
He doesn't like road signs because it's encroaching on the pines.
Well, he doesn't like to be told where to go and what to do. So, this is this way? I don't think so.
No,
smack.
He doesn't like that.
Uh-uh.
Don't put names on the roads. Those roads don't belong in the trees.
No.
That's where his people, his friends, his family lives.
He's like a big, filthy Lorax.
Yeah, big Pentaville Pine Monster sightings all the time. As you know, coming up on May 30th from 2 to 4, we'll be doing our first ever K-Rock plant swap over at Crazy Daisies. And Jennifer and Henry are here on behalf of Crazy Daisies. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Step nice
Good
and close
morning.
To those microphones. Let the people hear you as we are celebrating 20 years of Crazy Daisies, the greenhouse, right?
Yep, 20 years for the greenhouse.
Wow. You've been over at the same spot the entire time, and it feels like you've really blown up like these last 8 years, I guess, or so. Everybody I know started going for, because the vibe is different. Like, you have a greenhouse, but also you're doing food and drink, right? Like, what started that envision?
I don't know. I think I've always loved food. So it just kind of seemed like a natural progression to bring my two loves together and just bring like a farm to table vibe and put out some real food and get those flowers involved. Try to get the garden right into the cafe was the intention.
So what's your history? How did you get into this world of plants and greenhouses and all that?
My in-laws had a farm stand, so I started down there selling, like, buying wholesale plants and selling retail.
Okay.
And I just loved it. And so then I started, then we put up a greenhouse, and then we just decided to come home to our place and start with the greenhouse.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Awesome.
It is the spot, man. My mother-in-law is huge into plants, goes to Crazy Daisies all the time. My wife.
That I haven't been there, and that I thought it was much further away from me.
No, Jennifer rightfully shamed you. She shamed you for being so close.
The amount of time that I haven't been able to spend over there makes me upset. But now that I know, now I can't.
For those who've never been to Crazy Daisies, like Cody, what are they going to experience when they go there? Full operational greenhouse, right? With, like, what's available now? Hanging baskets and stuff?
Hanging baskets, annuals, perennials, herbs, veggie starts, all that kind of stuff. We do, in the summer, we do cut flowers. We have a cut flower patch. You can go in and cut your own flowers.
Whoa.
That's
fall,
different.
We have, what, pumpkins. We have all that stuff.
Oh,
And then we go right into the winter where we do workshops for... Wreath making centerpiece, you know, kind of stuff like that. So we do lots of workshops the whole season long.
That's awesome.
We start with garden parties, and we just kind of go through the season. We've got workshops and private parties the whole year long.
Okay, so
that's neat.
Let's talk events, as we got a lot of events coming up. Like we said, we're celebrating 20 years of Crazy Daisies.
Yes.
What are some of the events coming up?
Our first one coming up is the art market. It's on June 13th, Saturday, June 13th. We have three a year. That's our first one that kicks off the season.
Okay.
And actually, we June 27th, we're doing our customer appreciation for 20 years.
Okay.
And we're just going to have a barbecue and just kind of open the place up, you know, have some good vibes, good specials, just, you know, have everyone come on in. And that's pretty exciting.
That'll be fun.
And then we're doing all sorts of celebrations for the 20th anniversary. So, like, for the first 1,000 customers that come through this year, we give a free Crazy Daisy to everybody. We're raffling off a 10-inch hanging basket every week the month of May.
Okay.
Do you know what's going on in June?
June?
Yeah, every June in June right now.
Yeah.
So every month we're doing something a little different to just kind of give back in appreciation for the 20 years of supporting us and doing, you know, coming up there.
Yeah, you're getting tons of love off of our text line and our chat right now.
Them.
They're saying
man.
You make the best biscuits and sausage gravy in your cafe. The food is amazing. A lot of people love your food. And we're going to do our plant swap. I've never done a plant swap, but this was a thing. As you can see, there's plants in this room. I'll take you back to the impetus of this. Cody made a joke during the pandemic about how if you're going to be on video, you're supposed to have at least one plant in the video with you.
I mean, it seemed like the rule back
then. So
then
people started giving us plants, and then he has fallen in love with plants. I've got plants at home now.
Yeah.
And all of our audience is always like, you guys should do a plant swap, which I've never done these things. People just bring cuttings or propagatings or whatever.
Yep.
And we're going to do that over at Crazy Daisies on May 30th. Do you do plant swaps a bunch?
We have talked about them. We have not done them. So what we're planning, I think what we're going to do is a plant swap, but it can be a perennial, it can be an annual, it can be a house plant.
Yeah.
And even it could be garden tools. It just has to be it has to be something of value.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't bring
that's
your plastic
cool.
pots in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
this way, you have to to get something, you have to give something.
That's neat. That's a good idea.
And
if you're just like looking to enter the hobby of plants, you have Jennifer and Henry there to help you.
Yeah, great place to do it. And then you can have a nice cocktail while you're walking around. Yeah,
and that's the other angle. If you don't give a damn about plants and you just want to come and eat and drink with us, you can do that as well. So
come and get a drink with a plant in it.
Come and get a drink with a plant in it.
I'm gonna.
So our big plant swap will be happening at Crazy Daisy Saturday, May 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. But you guys are open all week long. Give people the hours. When can they come visit you?
Oh, Henry.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday, 9:30 to 8. And Sunday, 9:30 to 4.
CrazyDaisiesFlowers.com for all the information. And, of course, we will see you there Saturday the 30th. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for letting us have our little plant swap over there with you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you guys come in.
We'll see you on the 30th. That's surprisingly affordable.
Yeah, no, not bad at all.
Good morning, right? This is K-Rock. Cody was showing me bong pong, which is beer pong, but it's bongs. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You set up six bongs across from six other bongs.
And they got little
cups water cups
on top.
And then if you hit it, then you hit it.
And then take the little cup off for a sec.
You pour it in, I guess.
You hit the little bong.
Huh.
How cool is that? And you know, for tobacco use.
For tobacco use only, whatever you gotta say. $70 for 12 bongs.
That's.
I mean, they're little plastic guys,
but
right?
But still, that's a cool. I mean, you want a conversation starter at a party.
You guys
want
to play some bong pong?
Ooh, what's bong pong, Josh? And then you're off and running.
You know how that was invented. Bruh. You guys know beer pong, right?
Yo.
And, like, we're playing beer pong.
Yeah, but.
But what if, like, the cups. What if the cups were weed, dude?
And then
yeah, what if. You, guys, come here.
Bro.
I have an idea.
Because I'm.
The R&D that went into that, I'm sure.
Well, because I've played it similar.
Yeah?
Where it's you hit it, the beer pong cup, but then you also have to take a bong rip as well. So
it's
been done, just this is. It's not just me.
It's incorporated.
You're not just standing around with a bong. I like that this is all compact. It all comes as a whole unit. Like
Textline says, I'm more of a battle shots man. What is that? Like battleship with battle with shot glasses?
Man, that would
battle
be fun too.
Shots.
I'd have to play with like beer. I couldn't do hard liquor.
Oh, this looks fun.
That sounds fun as hell,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this looks fun, too. There's different variations.
Oh, man.
Tipsy ships, war shots. There's a bunch of variations of it.
That's actually really cool. I like both of those. I've heard of battle shots, but not a long time. And that's you'd get.
I do love a bad decision.
You'd get real messed up with that if you actually did shots.
Nah, my tolerance is too high. I wouldn't.
If they were liquor inside of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
8 ship trays, 3 ping pong balls. So what would I do?
Oh,
so I'd have to do a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 shots. That would get me drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that much tolerance.
No, yeah. No.
I can do 4. 4 is usually my high end.
That, yeah.
Because 2 doubles. I'll do 2 doubles.
Imagine one game.
And that'll be good. Yeah, but I love Battleship. It's one of my favorite games.
That is fun. That is a good one.
You guys are saying it's really fun. I'll have to try that. Get us on demand wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Search for K-Rock the Show, and there we are. Boom.
And
wherever. And boom.
Boom.
So, people getting ready to travel this summer.
Don't.
I'm gonna. We're gonna do a trip.
Nah, everybody.
Gotta get one last one in.
Is staying right where we are.
I'm worried about it. I'm worried about, you know, viruses and different things. On the planes, but I digress. Kids are only going to be young once. Got to get these trips in while they still live with us, you know?
Because you're not young now.
I'll be dead before you know it.
Got him!
But
I told
attendants.
You, no, I have it on the calendar, and it's not for a little bit. It takes
good.
Time, so
Thank
I'm
you.
Not implemented
it's
at anything.
Slow release?
Yes.
As long as they get that life insurance money, I don't care, bud.
Yes, we do.
So they interviewed a bunch of flight attendants on some tips for getting on a plane that you might not think of. Like, for example, bring layers. because the plane can be hot or the plane can be cold.
Okay.
Depending on if it's sitting still or the AC's on. Like if you're on the tarmac and it ain't running yet, sometimes I don't turn the AC on. So have just a t-shirt on, but then you get cold.
Yeah, that, I do remember that when they couldn't put the air on. For a minute, it was like,
sucks.
Oh, my God. Everyone's please sit down so they can put the air on.
Do not walk around barefoot. These floors are a lot dirtier than you think.
Airport?
In the airplane. Airplane.
Okay, yeah. What? Why? People are walking
disgusting.
Around.
Yes!
Oh, no!
People are kicking their shoes off wherever they want now, and it's so gross.
I'm outside, but it's just dirt and maybe poop.
You're walking bare feet outside?
Sometimes. When the summer? Oh, God, yeah. But, I mean...
My feet are always, they always got something on them.
No, especially if it's a place that's got like a lake. Oh, man. Sandals stay at base.
Dude, the amount of photos I've seen of people just kicking their shoes off and then putting their dogs up on like a...
Oh, that I hate. I will assault you. No, the only thing I had to deal with was a person battling me over the window.
Mm-hmm. Cousin Jay with a good tip. If you're traveling as a family, decide who is sitting where before you all get onto the plane. And not while everyone is waiting in line to get to their seats. The kids are arguing.
First trip in Vegas to Vegas. Mm-hmm. That blew my mind because we went as a group.
Yeah.
The lot of us.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that when we talked about blah, blah, blah and where they were. And I was like, what do you mean where you are? We're not all right in immediate group as friends.
No, you're scattered. You were scattered around.
Yeah, that made no sense. We all booked them at, you know, it's like, you didn't all book them. Yeah, we booked them at once, but they just put them all over.
Sometimes they do that to say it's cheaper than having an assigned seat or picking seats. I don't know.
So I had to fly the first one. I think I had somebody next to me. I think I had Buddy Jay next to me for the long way out there. Because, that's what I was also nervous. I mean, somebody next to me.
Yeah. We're flying a very tiny plane to Philadelphia, like a really small plane.
The little puddle jumper?
Yeah.
We had that to Chicago.
San Fran. I'll see how that goes.
Because they kept messing with me the whole time about every little bump.
Showgirl Lifts likes to drive barefoot.
No.
I do too.
No.
In the summertime, if I got flip-flops on.
I hate that, because then it blows your mind when you realize how thin the pedals
are and stuff. Yeah, I like it. I feel like I'm more in touch with my car.
No, I don't like, I don't like once you start this time of year driving with sandals, it also throws me off with my little slides, because it's just different than shoes. Feels weird.
Although I see a lot of women posting content about how dudes in sandals or flip-flops are really gross. And they're not wrong.
No, dudes' feet are disgusting.
Dudes' feet are the worst, and they're gross.
Or if they're not, like, my feet aren't gross, but they're weird. I have Barney Rubble feet.
Yeah.
Where I just have a little weird little, like, just Barney Rubble feet.
Usually, and maybe you're guilty of this, I don't know, but usually the dudes who don't have very enjoyable feet to look at are the ones that got them out all the time.
Oh, see, no, luckily
sandals, flip flops, whatever it is.
Even in the summer, other than again venturing around in the lakes and stuff, when I'm wearing my slides because I wear them around the house all day, I like to wear socks with them. I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's a look.
It's a comfortable.
That's what my kids
I just
do.
Like the nice sock feel of the super squishy slides as well. It's very nice.
And yeah, Mitch is right. Driving barefoot is illegal, supposedly. So
really?
Whatever, I'll do what I want.
Really.
You know
how would you prove that?
Driving with this much meat's illegal too.
I can drive with this loaded gun.
They say careful eating gassy foods or drinking soda before flying because cabin pressure can make you expand. Like
give me bubble guts. Did I landing? It hit like luckily enough time where like I wasn't in pain, but I started going in the bathroom on the airplane where I was like, I have to, I can be that guy.
I have to come out.
And then I took like a 20-minute dump in Vegas when we got to the airport.
Yeah.
And luckily it was like 2 a.m. So there was nobody around, but it was like,
it's just that cabin pressure messes with your belly.
My first real plane ride, really. So
they also say drinking too much booze is dangerous because it hits harder. Because of cabin pressure and elevation, you're up in the air.
Oh, see, I was all, it was a little...
You got drunk Xanax before you got out of the plane.
Xanax and a little, I think it was half an Ambien for like the 6 hour because I was so nervous.
Oh, you
so
were?
I needed to be calm. I didn't, I'd never flown. We went to Florida in sixth grade that I didn't really remember, but going that far, I was terrified.
And did that help you?
Yes.
All right. And then finally, hydrate. It's very dry in the plane. The cabins are very dry. Hydrate before, drink your water.
I do remember that part, too.
All right.
Yeah, but hold on here. Martha Stewart's making cookies, and I want to know what she's doing.
Martha Stewart's still got it going on.
Yeah, she just, so much work.
You think?
Yes.
You think there's a lot of work?
Yes. Her face has got a lot of work.
I see it, but it's also, she's got some natural bounce.
But, I mean, if that's what she wants to do to...
It's her right to do it. I don't care what you do.
If Martha Stewart wants to get out of jail and then get a bunch of face work and smoke weed with Snoop Dogg and then look all hot and do sex with dudes and make cookies, great.
Do it. What was she in jail for? Was it like insider trading or something?
I think it was something stupid. Yeah. But whatever.
Anyways, Radio World, we'll hand you off to the 90s at 9. Get you into that nice and early today. Twitch and YouTube.
Hey.
What?
Let's say, just congratulations again on 1,000 farts. Just
thank you so much. Thank you.
Before we left for
thank
the
you. Let that the people all, yeah. know. Yep. We're going to play a little game. I'll pick a hockey game here. I haven't picked one yet. I'll flip the coin, do all of that. Gaming stream brought to you by Hidden Gardens, coming soon to the north side of Syracuse. Not to be hidden too much longer.
Oh, I thought you did there.
And Ryan Phelps Auto Sales, you are buying from Ryan. Styling, profiling, jet plane flying. He's getting flour all over the place. right?
He's not looking. What are they doing?
We're watching the Today Show.
And dump it, dude. Yeah, she's like, what are you doing? Yeah, there you go.
Ryan Phelps Auto Sales open all over Melvin. Central New York and now open in Rome, restocking those lots for June. 90s and 9 kicks off with Nirvana. Drain you. It's K-Rock. Ah.